On this date in Missouri Senate history, the date was September 2nd, 1852, fourth day of the extra session of the 17th General Assembly. This was a Thursday and the second day in a row that would go by rather quickly. As was customary during the early years of our state, senators would choose a new secretary, sergeant-at-arms, doorkeeper, enrolling and engrossing clerk at not only the start of a session, but also to kick off adjourned and later extra session. This series of elections went the way it usually did, slowly. After gaveling in for the extra session, these elections would not take place until after morning session was adjourned and afternoon session started. After taking 11 votes to choose a Secretary of the Senate, the 12th vote finally resulted in a majority vote for one person. This business would continue into the second day of session. After hours of this, most of the selections were made, and lawmakers could then hear the governor's proclamation for the extra session, railroads. Also during day two, one housekeeping election went awry. A Senate House committee was chosen to find a new minister to lead lawmakers in prayers each morning of session. The resolution that put this into motion was called into question on the third day of session, resulting in an adjournment motion. Ditto this for day four. The Missouri Senate lacked a quorum on Friday, September 3rd. More housekeeping would happen on Saturday, September 4th. Senators would not hear the official proclamation from the governor until the following Monday. By September 21st, it was decided to adjourn the extra session until December 13th. This extra session would finally end business on the night of December 27th. September 2nd, 1852, the date marking the fourth day of the extra session of the 17th General Assembly, on this date in Missouri Senate history.